Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be looking into this learning platform called Moodle. You might have heard of it. It's pretty popular with a bunch of schools and universities. Even companies are starting to use it more and more. But we want to know what makes it tech. Why is everyone going crazy for Moodle? That's what we're going to unpack in this deep dive. Got a big shout out to SafeServer, of course, for making this deep dive possible. They're the experts on digital transformation. They can even help you set up a Moodle site. So if you're interested, check them out at www.safeserver.de. So Moodle, first things first, what is open source software? And why should we even care?
Well, imagine a recipe that anyone can use, adapt, and share. That's open source in a nutshell. With Moodle, the source code is freely available, meaning anyone can use it, distribute it, or even modify it. No hefty licensing fees or vendor lock-in.
Okay, so it's free. That's cool. But is that really what makes Moodle special? There's got to be more to it, right?
You're absolutely right. The real magic lies in the personalized learning environment Moodle lets you create. Think of it as tailoring the learning experience to each individual student. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, you can use Moodle to create different learning paths, offer various activities, and provide resources based on a student's needs and their progress.
So how does that actually work in practice? Does Moodle just magically know what each student needs?
Well, not magically, but it comes pretty close. Moodle provides a single integrated system for everything, from creating courses and managing enrollment, to assessing learning and providing feedback. This means that instead of juggling a bunch of different tools, educators can streamline everything within Moodle.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal here. So it's like having all your teaching tools in one toolbox instead of scattered all over the place.
Exactly. And because Moodle is open source, it has this incredible community of developers constantly contributing to it and improving it. It's like having thousands of people working together to make this amazing learning platform even better.
That's where Moodle.org comes in, right? I was looking around their website, and they have a whole section dedicated to this community, educators, administrators, developers.
Yeah, it's a goldmine of information and support. Think of it as a global network of Moodle enthusiasts sharing ideas, troubleshooting problems, and collaborating on new features.
So if I'm a teacher just starting out with Moodle, I can tap into this community for help.
Absolutely. You've got forums where you can ask questions, documentation to guide you through all the features, and even Moodle Moots, which are basically Moodle conferences happening all over the world.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. It's much more than just software. It's a whole ecosystem of support and collaboration. But let's be realistic. Setting up and managing a learning platform sounds like a lot of work. Does Moodle offer any help with that?
Oh yeah, they've got you covered. For those who prefer a more hands-off approach, there's Moodle Cloud, a hosted solution where Moodle takes care of all the technical stuff for you. It's like having your own personal Moodle team handling all the behind-the-scenes work.
So Moodle Cloud is like the easy button for getting started.
Exactly. And if you need more specialized support, there's a network of Moodle Partner, companies that provide services like installation, customization, and ongoing support.
All right, this is all starting to make sense now. But I have to admit, I'm a bit overwhelmed by all this information. Where's the best place to start if I want to learn more about Moodle?
Well, Moodle.org is your one-stop shop for everything Moodle. They have a fantastic stats registry. That gives you an idea of just how widely used Moodle is. We're talking over 49 million courses and 146,000 Moodle sites in over 235 countries.
Wow, those are some serious numbers. It sounds like Moodle is taking over the world of education.
It's definitely making waves. And for those just starting out, Moodle.org has tons of helpful resources. You'll find guides for installing Moodle, setting up courses, and even upgrading to newer versions. Plus, they have a whole section dedicated to plugins, which are like little add-ons that extend Moodle's functionality.
Plugins. That sounds interesting. Could you give us an example?
Sure. Imagine you want to add a gamification element to your Moodle courses. There's a plugin for that. Or maybe you want to integrate Moodle with your school's student information system. There's a plugin for that too. The possibilities are endless.
So it's like a giant app store for Moodle.
Exactly. And the best part is many of these plugins are created and shared by the Moodle community itself.
This is really blowing my mind. I had no idea Moodle was so versatile and powerful.
And we've only just scratched the surface. In the next part of our deep dive, we'll take a closer look at some of the specific features and functionalities that make Moodle such a powerful platform. But before we do, let's give another shout out to SafeServer, our sponsor for today's deep dive. Remember, they can help you navigate the world of digital transformation and even set up your very own Moodle site. Visit them at www.safeserver.de to learn more. All right, so let's get into the nuts and bolts of what makes Moodle so powerful. One of the key concepts is its modular design.
Modular design, that sounds a bit technical. What does that even mean when we're talking about a learning platform?
Think of it like building with Legos. You have all these different bricks, or in Moodle's case, features, that you can combine in countless ways to create something unique. These building blocks in Moodle are called modules, and they cover everything from assignments and quizzes to forums and wikis.
So instead of being stuck with a rigid preset structure, I can pick and choose the features I want and arrange them in a way that works best for my teaching style and my students' needs.
Exactly. It's like having a customized learning buffet. You select the elements that make sense for your course, whether it's a traditional classroom setup or a more dynamic, self-paced online environment. And Moodle provides a huge variety of modules to choose from.
Okay, so let's say I'm teaching a history course. How could I use these modules to make the learning experience more engaging and interactive for my students?
Well, you could use the lesson module to create a structured pathway through the material with interactive quizzes and activities built in to test their understanding along the way. Then you could incorporate the former module to encourage discussions and debates about historical events and to get them thinking critically and applying their knowledge. You could use the assignment module to have them write essays or create presentations based on what they've learned.
Wow, the possibilities seem endless. But I'm also thinking about students who might need extra support, or those who are already ahead of the curve. Can Moodle accommodate those different learning paces and styles?
Absolutely. Remember how we talked about personalized learning paths? Moodle lets you create different tracks within a course using features like conditional activities and adaptive quizzes.
Okay, those sound intriguing. How do those work? Walk me through an example.
Let's stick with your history course. Imagine you have a quiz designed to assess students' foundational knowledge of key dates and events. With conditional activities, you can set it up so that students who score below a certain threshold are automatically directed to additional resources, like a supplementary readings or practice exercises. Meanwhile, those who ace the quiz might unlock bonus activities that delve deeper into specific topics.
That's brilliant. It's like having a built-in tutor that adjusts to each student's needs in real time.
Precisely. And Moodle goes even further with its adaptive quiz feature. Imagine a quiz that gets progressively more challenging as the student answers questions correctly, or one that adjusts the type of questions based on the student's strengths and weaknesses. That's the power of adaptive quizzes. They personalize the assessment process itself.
I'm starting to see why educators are so excited about Moodle. It's not just about putting content online. It's about creating a truly dynamic and responsive learning environment. But what about accessibility? We touched on that earlier. Can you give me some concrete examples of how Moodle ensures that all learners can access and participate?
Moodle is built on the principle of inclusivity, and that's reflected in its commitment to accessibility standards like WCAG. This means they've put a lot of thought into making the platform usable by everyone, regardless of their abilities. For example, they've ensured good color contrast for visually impaired users, provided alternative text for images so screen readers can describe them, and made the entire interface navigable using just a keyboard.
So it's not just an afterthought, it's baked into the core of the platform.
Exactly. And the Moodle community is incredibly active in this area. They're constantly developing new plugins and sharing best practices to enhance accessibility even further.
Okay, so we've got modular design, personalized learning paths, and accessibility features. All very impressive. But I'm curious, what about the practical side of things? How easy is it for a non-technical teacher to actually build a course in Moodle and make use of all these amazing features?
That's a great question. And honestly, that's one of Moodle's biggest strengths. While it offers incredibly sophisticated features, it's also designed to be user-friendly.
So I don't need a degree in computer science to figure it out.
Not at all. The interface is intuitive, and there are tons of tutorials and support resources available to guide you through every step of the process. Plus, remember that vibrant Moodle community we talked about? They're always there to answer questions and offer helpful advice.
That's reassuring. It sounds like Moodle has struck a good balance between power and usability.
Exactly. And that's why it's become such a popular choice for educators around the world. It gives them the flexibility to create the learning experiences they've always envisioned without requiring them to become tech wizards.
Speaking of educators around the world, in the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore how Moodle is being used in a variety of contexts, from schools and universities to workplaces and community organizations. But before we move on, let's take a moment to thank SafeServer for their support. If you're intrigued by what you've heard about Moodle and want to explore its potential, SafeServer can provide the expertise and guidance you need. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
So we've talked about how versatile and powerful Moodle is as a platform, but I'm really curious to see how it's actually being used out there in the real world. I know we've mentioned schools and universities, but where else is Moodle making a difference?
Well, one area where Moodle is really gaining traction is workplace training. Companies are realizing that traditional training methods can be a bit outdated and frankly not very effective.
Yeah, I've definitely sat through some pretty boring training sessions myself.
Exactly. So instead of those old school training sessions, companies are turning to Moodle to create more engaging and interactive learning experiences for their employees. Okay, I get the idea. But can you give me a real world example? How would a company actually use Moodle for training?
Sure. Let's say you're onboarding new employees. You could create a self-paced course in Moodle that walks them through company policies, introduces them to the team, and just gives them the essential knowledge they need to get started. And because Moodle tracks their progress, you can make sure everyone is up to speed before they start their new roles.
That makes a lot of sense. No more trying to cram everything into a single day of training.
Right. And it's not just for onboarding. Companies are using Moodle for all sorts of professional development, from technical skills training to leadership development programs.
So it's like having a virtual training center right there at your fingertips. Accessible anytime, anywhere?
Exactly. And because Moodle is so customizable, companies can tailor the training to their specific needs and their industry. A healthcare organization could use Moodle to train their staff on new medical procedures, while a tech company could use it to keep their employees up to date on the latest software developments.
It seems like the possibilities are pretty much endless. Okay, so I can see how it would appeal to businesses. But what about organizations with more limited budgets, like nonprofits or community groups? Can they benefit from Moodle too?
Absolutely. And that's one of the great things about Moodle being open source. It makes this powerful learning technology accessible to pretty much anyone.
So give me an example. How might a nonprofit use Moodle?
Okay, well, imagine a nonprofit that's working to promote literacy. They could use Moodle to create online courses and resources that are available to people even in really remote areas where traditional educational opportunities might be limited.
That's a really great point. It's breaking down those geographical barriers and making education more equitable.
Yeah, exactly. And Moodle is available in so many different languages, so it can be adapted to different cultural contexts as well.
Okay, last question. I'm thinking about my own community. Could a local group like a gardening club or a book club use Moodle?
Definitely. Moodle is perfect for creating that kind of space where people with shared interests can connect, learn from each other, and just build community. A gardening club could use it to share tips and techniques, organize events, even document their progress throughout the growing season.
So it's not just about formal education then. It's really about creating a platform for lifelong learning and community building.
Exactly. And that's what makes Moodle so exciting. It's not just a piece of software. It's a tool for empowerment, connection, and growth.
Well, this has been a truly fascinating deep dive. I have to admit, I didn't know much about Moodle coming into this. And now I'm honestly blown away by its potential. It's so much more than just a learning management system. It's really a global movement for accessible and engaging education.
Couldn't agree more. It's been a pleasure exploring the world of Moodle with you.
And of course, a huge thank you to SafeServer for sponsoring this deep dive. If you're interested in learning more about Moodle or how it can help you achieve your goals, be sure to check them out at www.safesurfer.de. They're the experts on digital transformation, and they can definitely provide the support and guidance you need to get started.
And for everyone listening, we hope you found this deep dive into Moodle informative and maybe even a little inspiring. Remember, learning is a lifelong journey, and Moodle is a powerful tool that can help you along the day.
Keep exploring, keep learning. Until next time, happy Moodling.